Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're tackling something that's been generating a lot of buzz lately. Artificial intelligence, especially its role in the financial world. And we wouldn't do a deep dive without some seriously interesting source material.
You guys sent over a really fascinating mix this time.
We have a paper from the European Commission about regulating AI in finance.
Some excerpts about this thing called contextual finance.
And the one I'm most excited about, honestly, the EU's AI Act.
Yeah, it feels like we're at a turning point looking at these documents. Like the whole financial system is about to undergo a massive shift.
For sure. So let's unpack this a little. Starting with that European Commission paper, it seems like they're kind of testing the waters, right?
Yeah, they're reaching out to the financial sector like, hey, how are you using AI right now? And what should we be watching out for?
Exactly. And the deadline for responses was September 13th of last year, 2024.
Which means they're probably gearing up for some serious action when it comes to regulating AI in finance.
Right. While at the same time, we're seeing the emergence of these so-called intelligent contextual finance platforms.
Have you heard of contextual finance before?
Honestly, I hadn't until you sent over that material from Architech.
Their vision is pretty mind-blowing, though.
Yeah, it is. They're talking about hyper-personalized financial management, like stuff that adjusts to your life as it happens.
Basically, your bank account becomes more than just a tool.
It's an active partner.
Right. It uses real-time data and insights to actually help you make smarter choices with your money.
It's like having a financial advisor on call 24/7.
Even if you can't afford a human one.
Totally. They even gave this example of a small business owner, you know, going through a seasonal slump. And instead of getting crushed by loan repayments, their schedule automatically adjusts based on their cash flow.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just reacting to problems.
Oh, like proactively managing your finances.
What if you're really passionate about, say, sustainability as an investor?
Okay, yeah.
Your portfolio could automatically shift towards green bonds?
Based on your values.
Aligned with what's important to you.
Wow, okay, I'm starting to get the picture. This is more than just convenience.
It's way bigger than that.
It's a whole different way of thinking about personal finance.
Building a system that's actually designed around each person's needs and goals.
Empowering you to really understand and manage your finances. But obviously, with any powerful tool, we've got to consider the risks.
Absolutely. We need to talk about responsible use.
Which brings us to the big one. The EU's AI Act passed June 13th, 2024.
Yeah, this is huge.
Though, legal documents, gotta admit, they can be a bit tough to get through. Can you break it down for us?
Sure. What are the key parts we should be focused on?
Like, what's most relevant for our listeners?
Okay, so the core purpose of the Act is to make sure AI development and use are in line with EU values.
With fundamental rights.
Right, and that means setting some very clear boundaries. For example, certain types of AI systems are totally banned.
Because they're considered too dangerous.
Because of their potential for harm, yeah.
Okay, like what kind of systems are we talking about?
Well, think about AI that uses like subliminal or manipulative techniques, the kind of stuff that could influence your behavior without you even realizing it.
Ooh, that's a little creepy. Especially when you think about targeted advertising, you might not even know you're being manipulated.
Right. And the Act also specifically prohibits any biometric systems that try to categorize people based on sensitive attributes.
Like political opinions or sexual orientation.
Exactly. That's a hard no.
Okay, that makes sense. So no more being judged by algorithms just based on your face.
You got it.
I can get behind that for sure.
Then you've got what they call high-risk AI systems.
Okay, high-risk, those face much stricter regulations, right?
Right.
So what exactly makes an AI system high-risk?
Think about the areas where AI decisions could have a huge impact on people's lives.
Like healthcare, education.
Critical infrastructure, law enforcement.
And of course, finance.
Exactly. Think about AI being used for things like credit scoring. Those algorithms determine whether you can get a loan, buy a house, all sorts of things.
And AI-powered systems deciding who gets access to public benefits, right?
Things with far-reaching consequences.
So basically, any system where the stakes are really high.
Where AI could have a major impact on your fundamental rights.
Okay, so these high-risk systems have to meet much higher standards, I assume.
Much higher. Transparency, accountability, oversight, all of that.
So it's not enough to just avoid the really harmful stuff.
You also have to make sure the potentially good stuff is used responsibly.
Right. So for these high-risk AI systems, what are some of the hoops developers and users have to jump through?
Well, first off, they need a really strong risk management system in place
to catch potential problems before the system is even released.
Exactly. And they have to use high-quality data, accurate, unbiased, all of that.
Transparency is a big one too, right?
Huge. No more black boxes. Developers have to be able to explain how their system works, how it makes decisions.
So no more secret formulas that nobody understands.
Nope, gotta be able to explain it. And crucially, there needs to be human oversight, especially when AI is making big decisions.
So there's always a real person in the loop making sure things are working as intended.
Exactly. It's about finding the right balance between AI and human judgment.
It sounds like they're really trying to walk that fine line between encouraging innovation and protecting people.
They are.
So what happens if a company just ignores the act? Are there any consequences?
Well, absolutely. The act gives national authorities and the EU AI office the power to enforce these rules. They can issue fines, penalties, the whole nine yards.
So it's not just a suggestion. It's the law.
They're serious about this.
Okay, so we've got bans on certain AI practices, strict rules for high-risk systems, and a whole enforcement mechanism to back it all up.
It's pretty comprehensive.
What else is in this AI Act that we should be paying attention to in this deep dive?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Regulatory sandboxes.
Sandboxes. That sounds fun.
Good analogy, actually.
What are they?
Imagine a safe space where developers can test out their innovative AI systems before they're released to the public.
Sort of a controlled testing ground.
Under the supervision of regulators.
So they can identify and fix any problems early on, especially for those high-risk systems we were just talking about.
Exactly. It's a safety net, basically.
It allows for innovation, but with a healthy dose of caution.
Especially when you're dealing with such powerful technology.
It's like a flight simulator for AI, right?
Yeah, I like that. Test it out in a safe environment before you send it out into the real world.
So it benefits everyone, really. Developers get valuable feedback, and users get the peace of mind knowing these systems have been thoroughly vetted.
Exactly, it's a win-win.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground already. We've talked about the potential of contextual finance to create a truly personalized financial experience. We've explored the EU's AI Act, which aims to ensure that AI is developed and used responsibly. But I'm sure our listeners are wondering what this all means for their everyday lives.
Great point. How does this affect them personally?
Right, let's get into the nitty-gritty.
In the next part of our deep dive, we'll shift the focus to the listener and explore how these developments might impact their financial well-being, both now and in the future.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork, but now I want to get into the specifics.
Yeah.
How is AI actually changing the game in finance right now? The EU consultation paper mentioned some pretty significant benefits.
Yeah, it did. And these benefits aren't just theoretical. They're already making a real difference in how financial institutions work and how people manage their money.
Okay, give us the inside scoop. What's AI bringing to the table?
Well, for starters, the financial world is drowning in regulations. It's incredibly complex and it's always changing.
Yeah.
AI is becoming a really powerful tool for compliance and regulatory support.
Like a superpowered compliance officer.
Exactly.
Does that actually benefit the average person, though? Or is it just a win for the companies?
It's a win-win, actually. For institutions, it means fewer headaches, less manual work, and potentially lower costs. And those savings can be passed on to customers.
Like lower fees, better interest rates.
Exactly. And for the average person, it means a more stable and secure financial system. AI can help prevent fraud, you know, identify risky transactions, and ensure compliance with all those regulations designed to protect consumers.
So less risk of shady business and a safer place for our money. I like the sound of that. What else?
It's not just about compliance. AI is also revolutionizing decision-making in finance. Think about investment decisions, credit risk assessments, even optimizing day-to-day operations.
This is where big data comes into play, right?
Exactly. AI can analyze massive amounts of data, way more than any human could handle. It can spot patterns and trends that we might miss.
Leading to better, more informed decisions.
Potentially, yes. For example, imagine applying for a loan, and instead of waiting weeks for a decision, an AI-powered system analyzes your financial history in seconds.
Wow, that would be a huge time saver. No more nail biting while you wait for the bank to get back to you.
And it's not just about speed. AI can actually help reduce bias in lending decisions.
How so?
By analyzing data objectively, without any human prejudices, AI can level the playing field and ensure that everyone has equal access to credit, regardless of their background or personal circumstances.
So it's about making the financial system fairer and more inclusive.
Exactly.
What about security? Does AI play a role there?
Absolutely. This is one area where AI is already making a huge impact. It's being used to detect fraud in real time, identify suspicious transactions, even predict potential security threats before they happen.
Like a digital bodyguard for your money.
Exactly.
It sounds like AI is making the financial world faster, more efficient, and more secure.
It is, and we're just scratching the surface. AI is also being used to streamline all sorts of processes that used to be incredibly tedious. Things like opening a bank account, processing insurance claims, applying for a mortgage. All of those can be done much faster and more efficiently with AI.
So less paperwork, less waiting, and fewer headaches for everyone.
Exactly.
And let's not forget about customer service. Those AI-powered chatbots are getting pretty sophisticated these days.
They are.
They can answer questions, guide you through complex processes, and even provide personalized financial advice.
24/7.
So instead of being stuck on hold with an automated phone system, you can get instant help from a virtual assistant that understands your needs.
Exactly. And this personalized aspect of AI is really exciting. It's about moving away from a one-size-fits-all approach to finance and towards a future where technology helps individuals take control of their own financial lives.
Which brings us back to contextual finance.
Right.
I'm still really intrigued by Architect's vision of a financial ecosystem that anticipates your needs and adapts to your individual circumstances.
It might sound futuristic, but the technology is rapidly evolving. Contextual finance relies on real-time data, AI-powered analysis, and machine learning to create a truly dynamic and personalized financial experience. Imagine your bank account automatically adjusting your savings rate based on your spending habits.
Okay.
Or suggesting ways to optimize your budget based on your financial goals.
Or that small business example we discussed, the loan repayment schedule that automatically adapts to the business's revenue. That could be huge for so many entrepreneurs.
Exactly. And imagine that level of personalization applied to investments. Your portfolio could automatically adjust based on your risk tolerance, your financial goals, and even your ethical preferences.
Wow, it's like having a personal financial manager working behind the scenes to optimize your finances and help you achieve your goals.
That's the power of contextual finance. It's about shifting the focus from transactions to outcomes.
From reactive to proactive.
From one size fits all to truly personalized.
But of course, even with all these potential benefits, there are still risks and challenges.
Of course.
That's where the EU AI Act comes in, right?
Exactly. As AI becomes more sophisticated and more integrated into our lives, it's crucial to have clear rules and guidelines in place to protect individuals and ensure that this technology is used for good.
So the AI Act and the concept of contextual finance, while seemingly different, are actually two sides of the same coin. They're both shaping the future of finance.
Absolutely. And it's a future that's full of both incredible opportunities and potential pitfalls. It's up to us as individuals and as a society to navigate this landscape thoughtfully and make sure that AI is used to create a fairer, more inclusive, and more prosperous future for everyone.
That's a powerful message. So we've talked about the potential benefits of AI in finance, the emergence of contextual finance, and the role of the EU AI Act. But how will these developments actually affect the average person? What changes can they expect to see in their own financial lives?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's one we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive.
All right, welcome back to the deep dive. We've been exploring AI in finance, from the EU's AI Act to the mind-blowing potential of contextual finance.
And now it's time to bring it all home. How will these developments actually impact you, the listener, in your everyday financial life?
Yeah, that's what I'm really curious about. We've talked big picture, but let's get down to brass tacks. What specific changes can people expect to see?
Think of it this way. We're on the cusp of a financial revolution driven by AI.
Yeah.
And the EU AI Act is like the guardrails, making sure this revolution happens safely and responsibly.
So it's not just about letting AI run wild. It's about making sure this technology benefits humanity, not the other way around.
You got it. The Act is all about protecting your rights and interests as AI becomes more integrated into finance.
Makes sense. But can you give us some real-world examples of how the AI Act might actually play out in our financial lives?
Absolutely. Let's take credit scoring, for example. High stakes, right?
Huge. Your credit score can determine whether you can get a loan, buy a house, even rent an apartment.
It can feel like a black box. Yeah.
Total mystery. Like nobody really understands how it works.
And that's exactly what the AI Act is trying to address. When it comes to high-risk AI systems like credit scoring algorithms, the Act demands transparency.
Right.
Providers have to be able to explain how their systems work, and they have to use data that's accurate and unbiased.
So no more secret algorithms making decisions without any accountability.
That's the goal. The Act also requires human oversight for these systems, especially when making critical decisions.
So even if an AI is crunching the numbers, a real person has to be involved to make sure everything's fair and accurate.
Right. It's not about replacing humans entirely. It's about using AI to augment human decision making.
Making the system more efficient, more equitable.
Exactly. And this applies to other areas of finance as well, like fraud detection. Banks are already using AI to identify suspicious activity and protect your accounts.
But sometimes those fraud alerts can be a pain, right? Like you buy groceries in a different zip code and suddenly your card gets declined.
I've been there.
It's frustrating.
And that's another area where the AI Act comes in. It's not just about implementing AI, it's about doing it well. The Act is going to push for higher standards of accuracy and reliability in these systems.
So fewer false alarms.
Fewer false positives. Less frustration. And better security overall.
So AI can be a powerful weapon against fraud, but it needs to be used intelligently, ethically.
For sure.
What other areas of our financial lives might be affected by the Act?
Oh, tons. Think about personalized financial advice. Imagine an AI-powered platform that analyzes your financial situation, your goals, your risk tolerance.
Okay.
To give you customized investment recommendations.
Like a personal financial advisor.
But without the hefty fees.
That would be amazing.
And the AI Act is working behind the scenes to make sure these platforms are transparent, fair, and actually working in your best interests.
It feels like we're moving towards a future where AI isn't just a tool for big institutions. It's a tool for everyday people. To help us manage our finances, make smarter decisions, and actually achieve our financial goals.
That's the exciting part. And this brings us back to contextual finance.
Oh, yeah.
It takes personalized finance to a whole new level. It's like having a financial co-pilot guiding you through every financial decision, big or small.
I like that. A financial co-pilot.
Imagine your bank account automatically adjusting your savings contributions based on your upcoming expenses.
Okay.
Or suggesting ways to lower your monthly bills based on your spending patterns.
What about your investments adapting to the market?
Exactly. Imagine your portfolio dynamically adjusting based on real-time market conditions and your personal risk tolerance. All powered by AI, working tirelessly in the background to optimize your financial well-being.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But it also makes you wonder, what are the downsides? What should people be cautious about as we enter this new world of AI-driven finance?
That's a great question, and it's one we need to think carefully about. AI offers some incredible opportunities, but it also comes with challenges.
Like what? Give us some food for thought.
Well, one concern is data privacy. As AI gets smarter, it needs more data. Lots of personal data. So how do we make sure that data is handled responsibly? Ethically.
That's a big one. We need to be sure our financial information is being used to help us, not exploit us.
Absolutely. And then there's the problem of bias. Even with the best intentions, AI systems can reflect the biases of their creators or the data they're trained on.
It's like that old saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Sure.
If you feed the AI bad data, you're gonna get bad results.
Exactly. And then there's the question of human oversight. We've talked about how important it is to keep humans in the loop. But how do we strike the right balance between automation and human judgment?
How do we make sure humans are still in control, even as AI gets more powerful?
That's the challenge. These are all really important questions. AI is a powerful tool, but it's not a magic solution. We need to be thoughtful about how we develop and use it, and we need to have open and honest conversations about the potential risks and benefits.
Makes sense. It's clear that AI is going to play a huge role in the future of finance.
It already is.
But it's up to all of us to make sure it's used to create a fairer, more secure, and more prosperous future for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's a great note to end on. Thank you so much for taking us on this deep dive into the world of AI and finance. It's been a fascinating conversation.
My pleasure. It's a topic I'm really passionate about.
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of emerging technology.